Stevenson's treasure.
Very well informed on it. If I
not a good drop in the hat to be a speaker. I think Gutenberg would be able to answer the Russian answer pretty effectively. Maybe he won't. Well, he's a bulldog, and he's pretty abrasive, Dick, in his talks. Dick, what can I do about Pakistan and India? They just demand I give them a blank check on economic and military aid, even before I get the bill signed. I told them I'm not going to talk to them about it until I get it signed, and they just denounce me every day. Old Iowa got it the other night and said we're not going to let America be our masters, because I asked them to postpone the July 27th consortium meeting where we got to make commitments, and I haven't even got my aid bill. I told them I couldn't do it. They denounce me because I'm asking them to wait till I get my aid bill. And Pakistan's worse than India. Well, I will be signed up to the Kachakam. Well, I liked him and thought he was the finest fellow in the world and the last man in the world I thought the communists would take. By God, they just had him running all year long. When he's not in Peking, he's in Moscow. In both places, he's denounced us. And he's been to both of them in the last 3 months. Back over there and Kennedy. got mad at us, and he went over and joined old Chewing Life. Oh, hell, he signed up with him, and he got his airplane back and forth. He's given him very valuable concessions. And he just, according to Constantine, he got a commitment to Chewing Life to help him against India. He said the United States won't do it, so by God, I'll do it. He demanded that Kennedy tell the Indians he'd cut them off if they didn't. So Kennedy told him he couldn't do that. So he said, all right, screw you. So he went over to Chewing Life. Chewing Lie answered him. Well, he just announced right quick, and by God, he's going to send a good deal of money, good deal of equipment, and everything else in North Vietnam. And Russia answered him, said, we're sending a hell of a lot. The last thing I want to do is just come in and say, I want $3 billion or $4 billion right now. I want to get through this monsoon season, if I can, if they don't run me out, in the hope that maybe after the monsoon season, I don't think it's much hope, I'm 5% hope, there'll be a little don't win then we give them so much hell that maybe they'll be willing to have some kind of a Laos treaty or something. We'd have a chance. Well, now, I don't want to go in and ask for $3 or $4 or $5 billion between now and November and make Russia put in $3 or $4 or $5 billion. I'm not arguing. You just asked me the question about John Stennis. You said you turned everything over to John Stennis. It's a hell of a thing. I've got $800 million. I got $700 million, $89 million economic. That's $800. I got some flexibility. And they can put $200 or $300 million in without scaring everybody. And I don't want to put enough in where these other countries will unload where North Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh can run to them. Say, look what the Americans did. Now you imagine.